Andy Balbirnie. Andy, I know the preparation probably hasn't been as good as you would have wanted to be, but 114 just wasn't going to be enough, was it?
No, it's always tricky when you get a score like that. We took a bit of heart from losing a couple of times, chasing 114, particularly against Zim over the last few years. But we created enough chances out there that kept us in the hunt, but it was one sort of partnership that kind of made it a bit difficult for us.
Yeah, Craig Irvine had no hesitation in deciding to bowl first. Do you think you would have done the same there? And what do you think would have been a decent total?
I probably would have now, knowing what how it played like. I think, look, 130, 140 would have been pretty tricky to chase. We probably didn't adapt to the wicket quickly enough, and they managed to capitalise on that. So we'll have to get better for Saturday, and hopefully we can put in a better performance.
What did you make of the surface, the way it looked and the way that it played? And it certainly looked like it did a lot for the spinners this afternoon.
Yeah, look, I don't think there was a great amount of turn, but they bowled pretty well. They obviously know this place pretty well. I think it looked a lot better than maybe it played, but look, we need to get better quickly. We didn't do that with the bat today, and that's what cost us the game.
Yeah, where do you think you're going to have to improve? There's just one day in between the next couple of T20s. You need to win both of those if you want to win the series.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to improve tomorrow by going in the nets for an hour or two and batting or bowling for that. So we've got to just look back at the footage, see where their threat was with the ball and try to counter that on Saturday.
All right, hard luck today, Andy. All the best in the next couple of matches.
Thank you, cheers.